This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Abigail Thernstrom. She's an adjunct scholar at the American Enterprise Institute, the vice chair of the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights, and the author, most recently, of Voting Rights and Wrongs, The Elusive Quest for Racially Fair Elections. We want to get her thoughts on a number of racially charged issues that have made the headlines lately. Most recently, the story of Shirley Sherrod, who was fired by either the Secretary of Agriculture or the Obama administration over comments she made at an NAACP dinner back in March, in which she declared that she didn't help a white farmer as much as she could have. Now there's more of a controversy about that because the full tape has been released. But at the same time, we've got allegations, of course, that the Justice Department has had racial preferences in some of the cases they've decided to take up. And, of course, the huge immigration fight going on right now. So a lot in the headlines. And, Abigail, it's great to have you with us.
Great to be on.
What do you make, first of all, of the most recent story, the story of Shirley Sherrod and the tape of her at this dinner back in March of suggesting that she didn't help a white farmer as much as she could have? And then as the full tape got released, it made it clear that she did actually end up helping this farmer more than the white lawyer that she referred him to. The Obama administration, of course, fired her after the first excerpt was released. So how big of a mess is all this?
It's a big mess. It's really a dismaying story. I mean, people are so trigger happy these days to scream racism, and firing somebody before you even really look into what happened and what precisely she said. In this good-willed country that voted solidly for a black man in a last presidential election, this is sad stuff.
What's the best way to remedy this particular situation in a way that might set the tone for how to address what you explained already is a very explosive type of debate going on right now in a number of ways?
Well, first place, I think the president himself should shut up on race. It is not helping that he weighs in. And what didn't help when he weighed in with Professor Gates at Harvard with an arrest by a policeman doing his job, a policeman who had a very good record on diversity training and so forth. I mean, given what a polarizing figure he is on political grounds, not racial, given how politically polarizing he is, he at least could stop ratcheting up the race consciousness in this country. He should have kept far away from these latest incident with the Agriculture Department. Let him worry about health care and foreign policy and so forth. He's not making the racial scene any better.
We're talking with Abigail Thernstrom. We've mentioned she's the author of Voting Rights and Wrongs, The Elusive Quest for Racially Fair Elections. She's also the vice chair of the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights. And, of course, your commission was very much in the news in the past couple of weeks with J. Christian Adams, the former Justice Department lawyer, who suggested that the current Obama Justice Department has a bias against white plaintiffs and potentially black defendants. The case in question, of course, was the Black Panther case from Election Day 2008. Mr. Adams is claiming that there's a clear divergence on policy here from the Bush administration. What did you learn? What was your takeaway from those hearings about the way that this Justice Department approaches voting rights in particular?
Well, I should say to begin with that Christian Adams is a good friend of mine, and we have continued to talk, and he is in that rare category of people who can respect those who disagree with him. So that's, hats off to him. There's a lot of insinuation, innuendo, and hearsay connected with this issue. We do not have any hard evidence that voters at a Philadelphia polling place, almost an entirely black precinct, were stopped from voting, intimidated into turning away by some racial theater put on by members of the New Black Panther Party, who are unsavory types, but we have no hard evidence that they, in fact, were having an impact on who voted there. And indeed, if they wanted to have an impact on, if they really wanted to intimidate voters, it was mighty strange that they showed up at an overwhelmingly black precinct. Again, racial theater. And I think that the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights has made much too much of it on the basis of much too little evidence.
You mentioned that we're in a very sad place in the state of racial affairs. What's the pathway to restoring it either to where it was or even beyond it to ratchet down this intensity?
Calm down, everybody, and calm down the media also. I mean, if you criticize the president these days, oh, maybe you're a racist. You're certainly racially suspect. That has been running through media stories. If you have any sympathy with the Tea Party is about a quarter of American voters, well, that labels you a racist. This is a conversation going downhill. I mean, the Tea Party is not one movement, of course. It's not one organization, but in any case, I can't remember which branch of it had somebody participating in the organization who did say something that was racially offensive, and that person was immediately thrown out. Americans are very decent people, and we have come a long way in terms of race. The reason that Barack Obama is president is because there has been so much racial progress, and white Americans, not a majority of them, but a majority of them are not Democrats. I think it was 43% of white Americans voted for Barack Obama. They didn't vote his race, except to the extent to which they were proud to cast a ballot for a black man, because they wanted to make a statement about American fairness, American decency. But in any case, it was a wonderful moment, even though he wasn't my choice. It was a wonderful moment in American history and American politics. And instead of building on that, we have been digging ourselves into a hole. And I think, maybe I'm repeating myself here, I think it's you know, in great part because he's such a polarizing figure. So race gets all mixed up in that.
Abigail, certainly a very difficult situation and has been for many years. Thank you very much for sharing your expertise with us.
Thanks so much.
Bye. Abigail Thernstrom, adjunct scholar at the American Enterprise Institute, vice chair of the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights, author of Voting Rights and Wrongs, The Elusive Quest for Racially Fair Elections. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.